Hello, I'm Kurt Becker. Thanks for joining me as I take another stroll through racing history, presented by Lane's End and Keeneland. He was a troublemaker, a bad actor. He was full of himself. He was even obnoxious. And as of Friday, August 6, 2021, he is now enshrined in racing's Hall of Fame. His name was Tom Bowling. To be clear, Tom Bowling was not a human being, at least not this Tom Bowling. Instead, this Tom Bowling was a horse. He was foaled in 1870 at a farm known as McGrathiana, located about 3 miles north of Lexington, Kentucky on Newtown Pike. Owner-breeder Hal Price McGrath would become known a few years later as the owner-breeder of Aristides, winner in 1875 of the inaugural running of the Kentucky Derby. But while Aristides might be better remembered by history, it was Tom Bowling who first brought fame and recognition to Mr. McGrath and his farm. The fame was because of the victories which Tom Bowling recorded on the East Coast. The recognition, however, was not always of the most desirable variety. Tom Bowling was known as a horse who had a temper, and he was therefore known for creating disturbances when he stepped onto the racetrack. Often there would be a groom on each side of the horse attempting to keep him under control just long enough to get him to the starting line. He would lunge left and right. He would plant himself against the inside rail and refuse to budge. On one occasion, he even had to be walked backwards over the course of 200 yards just to get him into line for the start of a race. How, then, did Tom Bowling earn induction into racing's Hall of Fame in a ceremony staged yesterday in Saratoga Springs, New York? The answer is simple. In addition to having an ill temperament, Tom Bowling was a talented racehorse. He had speed, he had stamina, and his victories were so impressive that at least one newspaper at the time declared him to be the greatest horse ever to set foot on a racetrack in the United States and possibly the world. Tom Bowling was trained by Ansel Williamson, himself inducted posthumously into the National Museum of Racing and Hall of Fame in 1998. A former slave, Williamson was a brilliant conditioner of thoroughbred racehorses. Under Williamson's guidance, Tom Bowling made his debut as a juvenile in 1872. He lost his first two starts, but then won three in a row. The following year, a great debate arose as to who was the top three-year-old in North America. Some said it was Count D'Orsay, owned by August Belmont. Others said it was Springbok, who had won the Belmont Stakes that year for owner David McDaniel. But Hal Price McGrath insisted that Tom Bowling was the best of the crop. Even a victory in the Jersey Derby at the old Monmouth Park racetrack did not satisfy the critics. They said Count D'Orsay would have won the race if he hadn't missed the start. And when a filly beat Tom Bowling in the Ocean Hotel Stakes, the critics pointed to that as further proof that Tom Bowling was overrated. As it happened, Tom would never lose again. And in the Travers Stakes at Saratoga, he would assert himself as the best three-year-old of 1873. When Tom Bowling stepped onto the track at Saratoga that day, his mane was braided and adorned with orange ribbons and green ribbons, the stable colors of Hal Price McGrath. Jockey Bobby Swim wore a green jacket with an orange sash and a green cap. Back then, the Travers was held on opening day of the Saratoga meet as the very first race, and the distance was 1.75 miles. The date was July 24, 1873, and Tom Bowling entered the race fresh off a 20-length victory just 3 days earlier in the Robin Stakes at Monmouth. As he entered the track for the Travers, Tom Bowling was uncharacteristically quiet. As for his conformation, he stood 16 hands with a short neck, a broad chest, and great length to his overall structure. He was a light bay with a blaze extending to his left nostril. Observers noted that he had a long, low, powerful stride with remarkably easy and graceful action. Tom Bowling won the Travers that day, drawing clear by 12 lengths after Springbok fell while entering the stretch. A steward's investigation into the matter lasted 30 minutes following a claim of foul, but the result stood. Tom Bowling was the winner. Hal Price McGrath was so happy that he pulled ribbons from his horse's mane and joyfully distributed them to the ladies in the audience. And he took the great silver cup which was given to him in the winner's circle, and he went to a nearby pool hall, filled it with his beverage of choice, and asked friends to come and help him empty it. Still, there were critics. Some said that Count D'Orsay had once again missed the break. Others pointed to the fact Springbok had fallen and did not have a fair chance. McGrath responded by offering $1,000 for a rematch with both horses on a dark day at Saratoga at the Traverse Distance, but he found no takers. Instead, Tom Bowling went on to win the Dixie Stakes at a distance of 2 miles at Pimlico in October that year, and he continued his winning streak into the summer of 1874. He would retire from racing with a record of 14 wins in 17 career starts. Tom Bowling's final resting place is on a farm in Bryantsville, Kentucky, about 30 minutes south of Lexington. The Cincinnati Enquirer once declared that he was maybe the greatest horse ever bred in America, or even the world. And now, Tom Bowling has been enshrined in the National Museum of Racing and Hall of Fame. Please join me again next week as I take another stroll through racing history, presented by Lane's End and Keeneland. For HRRN, I'm Kurt Becker.